All right, hello, Ruby Bridges.
Hello.
This is Mr. Woodward, principal from Ruby Bridges.
And I'm Ben Lundholm, the vice principal.
And we are here, and we're back. We're ready for the 2018-19 school year. Had a great summer. How was your summer?
Fantastic.
Yeah?
It was a good combination of restful and productive. How about yours?
Restful, not so productive.
Mm. It's all right.
Yeah, I worked really hard to get away from school and just enjoy myself. What was one highlight from your summer?
Driving to Victoria and spending a day at the Royal BC Museum in Victoria was...
In Canada.
In Canada. Unbelievable. Beautiful place. Smart people. Friendly. We had an afternoon tea.
I've never had afternoon tea.
Wow. It was fancy. Great. Super great. It was fancy and... Well, I don't know if it was that fancy.
I heard there was like a, you had a some kind of an accident or something.
Yes. Day one of our 10-day road trip, the bumper fell off of my 2006 Honda Civic, which you will see.
It's parked out front.
It's clean. It's clean. I gave it a thorough clean inside and out.
Covered in sap.
Yeah. It's now totally clean. However... It's a little bit tougher and probably better, new and improved than usual, because day one, the bumper fell off and I could not get the bumper replaced up in the little sort of hick town that I was in. And so instead, my wife and I, fourth grade teacher, just taped that thing back on.
Duct tape, Gorilla tape. Love that story.
And actually, it's hanging tough. It's still on there and it's better than new. So I'm not even probably going to get a new bumper.
That's amazing. Listen, I don't have a story as good as that. I had a great summer. Just hung out in Alameda. Love this town. Riding my bike everywhere. Getting morning coffee at Pete's on Webster. Mm. Just really, it was a wonderful, relaxing summer. So to the task at hand, we have a big job ahead of us this year. Ben, Mr. Lundholm and I are both back for our second year. A lot of staff is back and ready to rock and roll. We got a couple new teachers. We got two new kindergarten teachers.
Mm.
For the first time in a while, we've got four kindergarten classes. Our enrollment is increasing, and that's exciting. We hired two new kindergarten teachers, Cynthia Lim, who was a preschool teacher for many years and in a private school and is now coming into the public world to teach kindergarten. And Julia Preston, who is a brand new teacher who's got a great background in STEAM and design thinking. And I think it's going to be a great fit. New first grade teacher.
Musa
Milanza, who was a charter school teacher and... has a lot of really interesting, unique experience teaching in Oakland. And I think she's really excited to be here. We've got a new, help me. We're still a couple positions we're still hiring for.
Well, we have
new fifth grade teacher. That was the last one.
Oh, right.
New fifth grade new teacher share. Job share with
we've,
Mr.
We've
Landers.
Got, we've also got one more. We've got somebody who came in
Our
for...
new fifth grade job share, Vicki Rosenbaum. Has taught for many years and is looking forward to job sharing with Mr. Landers. Has a particular passion for, you know?
Poetry.
Poetry.
Yeah, poetry. So you might ask her about poetry.
We're going to do some fifth grade poetry slams.
Can we rewind a second if we're talking about special skills and attributes that folks have? Musa came from a school where they used a lot of the practices in the book that many of us read this summer, Lost at School. She might be, I haven't talked to her about this, but I'm thinking she might be a good resource. Like if people have questions.
Surprise.
Yeah.
Musa. You made our
Musa, you're in the podcast. Congratulations.
Wow. All right. And you've already got a job. This didn't even start. I didn't even officially started it. Anyway.
Yes.
What else we got? We got a new aftercare program.
New aftercare, but a familiar face in that aftercare program.
Yeah, so Miss Helena, Helena is going to continue on as aftercare program coordinator. And the new program that we've brought in is Camp Edmo. Camp Edmo, who won best summer camp in the Bay Area.
I did not
and
know.
And has been winning that award for the last X number of years. STEAM and SEL, social emotional learning. They blend those two together to make happy, healthy, successful kids. that are really well designed, well situated to be successful in our new 21st century global economy. Working in our second year of our STEAM implementation with Miss Mandy Klein. Really excited to see that. We're hiring a garden educator. Garden educator is going to be pulling first through third graders, thanks to funding in our PTA that our PTA set aside. Is going to be pulling kids once every 2 weeks to do workout in our garden. We've got
there's some good sunflowers out there too.
Beautiful sunflowers, yeah. There's also beautiful weeds.
We have at least two new people who I don't think you
included. Who else?
So we've got a new person for Leona, right?
Our new SDC class, special day class, is Anna Estioko.
And then we've got another person for
in our preschool class, Vivian Lai.
Thank you.
That's took over for right. OC Kind.
I do not want them to be excluded.
Thank you very much. Good work.
Yeah.
I was going to say our new curriculum that we're going to be focusing on our social emotional learning
toolbox.
It's called Toolbox. Hired a trainer. They're going to be coming in here next week on Tuesday. It is a wild ride.
Do we want to say something about any updates about our intervention lead?
Intervention lead. We're building a wellness center. A lot of work done over here at Ruby Bridges over the last 4 years to get us to where we are today. And although the person we had hired somebody and then they fell through, it was actually the woman who took the vice principal job over at Haight Elementary School. But she was hired on for a little while over here and then took that job. So now we're hiring. We got a good lead. Hopefully on Monday we'll hire that person. And they'll come in and help us build the wellness center, which is going to be like an emotional and counseling enriched space for all kids at school to access if they're feeling mad, sad, anxious.
And we will do a brief overview and review of that on our staff day.
Very brief. And follow up at our back to school night.
Yes.
On Mr. Lundholm.
August 30th. I had actually planned another big event that night. And I had to my fantasy football draft. I had to reschedule. Turned out.
Yeah. That would have been a tough one to miss.
Right.
I'm like, hey, Mr. Lundholm, it's back to school night. Where are you?
Dope. Oh, right. I know.
I'm at my draft. Yeah, that would have been embarrassing. Anyway, listen, you guys, I'm really excited. We're going to be doing a lot of outreach to the parent community through Remind, through Twitter, through our website, through our PTA Facebook page. And PTA, we've got to make sure we're going to, first time in many, many moons that we have crossed 100 members of our PTA.
Wow.
And I got a new goal.
What? Can I hear it?
Do you want to hear the new goal for this year?
I'm waiting. All right.
Drum roll, please. 150 families.
Okay. I think we can do it.
150.
I think we can do it.
150.
I think we can do it.
Yeah?
Yep.
Well, that's the goal. And we need you. So please come along. Join us. Have a great time. Enjoy our beautiful school. And say hi to all your favorite teachers when you come back on that first day. PTA meeting September 5th. I don't know. We got a lot going on.
Can I say the last things?
Well, we're already at 10 minutes.
I know we're too far into this. But this is gonna be very quick. So first of all, going backwards just to welcome everybody back. It's great to see everybody. We just shot right into it. I don't think we said welcome back. So welcome everybody back. We're excited to have everybody back. And yesterday was International Cat Day.
Wow.
I hope everybody enjoyed it.
Was it a Catterday?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't Catterday because I always think of that as Saturday, but it was
Saturday.
I don't know, it was Wednesday. And today is the 9th. It's actually National Book Lovers Day. So I hope everybody's reading something great and enjoying.
Can you tell us a little bit about your favorite summer book that you read?
Well, I mean, aside from Lost at School, of course, which was my absolute favorite. But this is kind of a guilty read, kind of a trashy read. I picked up at the public library. It's in the new book section. I highly recommend it. It's called Running with the Devil. It's about the early days of Van Halen told through their manager, manager's perspective. I didn't want to pick it up. I didn't want to read it.
But the book fell off the shelf in your hands.
It sort of read itself. Yeah. It was so good. It was good. Really good. Whatever. I can tell anybody more about it if they want, if they have an extra hour.
That's great. That's exciting. So with that, I will leave you. Take care, everybody. We'll see you soon.